Today we're building a deep jungle-style transition in Ableton Live 12 using a vocal, and the goal is to make it feel dark, atmospheric, and proper for drum and bass. Now, if you're new to this, I want you to think about the vocal in a slightly different way. In this style of music, the vocal is not just a lyric. It's a rhythmic marker first, and a lyric second. Even one short word, one syllable, or one whispered phrase can carry a huge amount of energy if it lands in the right place. So instead of trying to make a big pop-style vocal moment, we're going to turn a simple vocal into a tension tool. Something that helps move the track from one section to the next. Something that feels like rain, fog, alleyways, haunted spaces, and late-night jungle energy. Let's start simple. Pick a short vocal phrase. Keep it brief. 1 to 4 words is perfect. Things like hold on, come inside, or don't look back work really well. If you've recorded your own voice, even better. Human voice works great in jungle because it already has character. Drag that vocal into an audio track and place it at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. In drum and bass, transitions usually feel strongest when they land on phrase boundaries. So think about the last 2 bars before a drop, or the last 4 bars before a switch up. That's where the magic happens. If the sample is too long, trim it down. In darker DNB, less is often more. Sometimes just the start of a word or the tail end of a phrase is enough. Next, make sure the vocal is warped properly so it matches your project tempo. Drum and bass usually sits around 170 to 174 BPM, so the vocal needs to lock in with the track. If it's a longer vocal, try Complex Pro. If it's shorter and more percussive, beats can work nicely. You can also pitch the vocal down a little, maybe 2 to 5 semitones. Don't overdo it. The goal is not to turn it into a monster voice unless that's the vibe you want. Just a little darker, a little heavier, a little more eerie. Before we add big effects, clean the vocal up first with EQ8. This is a really important beginner habit. High pass the vocal around 120 to 180 Hz so the low end doesn't fight your kick, and sub. Then listen for muddiness in the 250 to 500 Hz range and cut a little if needed. If the vocal gets sharp or edgy, gently reduce some of the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. This step matters a lot in DNB because the sub and kick need to stay clear. We want the vocal living mostly in the midrange and top end. That keeps the mix tight and powerful. Now let's create atmosphere. Set up a return track with reverb on it. I really recommend using a return instead of putting a giant reverb directly on the vocal, because it gives you much more control. Start with a decay time somewhere around 2.5 to 5 seconds. Keep the size medium or large. Add a little pre-delay, maybe 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the vocal stays defined before the wash blooms out. Then high cut the reverb so it doesn't get too bright, and low cut it so it doesn't muddy up the mix. For a deep jungle feel, you want the reverb to feel like mist behind the drums, not a huge blurry cloud that takes over everything. So send just enough vocal into the reverb to create space and tension. A really nice trick here is to automate the send amount up only in the last 1 or 2 bars. That makes the atmosphere swell right before the drop. Instant tension. Next, add another return track with echo. This is where things start to feel alive. Set the time to something like an eighth note or a quarter note, depending on the groove. Keep feedback moderate, maybe around 20 to 45%. Make sure the return is fully wet, and darken the repeat so they sit behind the dry vocal rather than competing with it. This is one of the best jungle style moves. Let the vocal phrase hit, then let the echo answer it. That call and response energy feels very natural in drum and bass. It also gives you movement without needing extra notes or complicated melody writing. If the delay sounds too bright, filter it. Cut some high end around 7 to 8 kHz or darker if needed. Dark delay usually works better in this style because it leaves room for cymbals, breaks, and snare detail. Now let's add movement to the actual vocal with auto filter. Put auto filter on the vocal track, and automate the cutoff over the last 2 or 4 bars. You can use a low pass if you want the vocal to feel like it's sinking into fog, or opening out from the background. Or use a band pass if you want something more haunted and telephone-like. A great beginner-safe move is a slow filter sweep. Start the vocal more muffled, then open it up as the transition builds. Or do the opposite and slowly close it down, like the vocal is disappearing into the jungle mist. This is where the transition becomes musical instead of just flashy. The listener feels motion even if the drums are thinning out. And speaking of drums, the vocal sits much better when there's a simple fill underneath it. You do not need anything complicated here. A short snare roll, a chopped amen fill, a ghost snare pattern, or even a reverse cymbal can work. Keep it tight. Keep it supportive. The vocal should float above the rhythm, not fight it. A classic move is to let the vocal phrase land over the last two beats before the drop, then let the final drum hit lead into the new section. That way the transition feels connected to the groove. If you want more control, resample the whole thing. Once your vocal, reverb, delay, and filter automation are sounding good together, record them to a new audio track. This is called resampling, and it's a super useful Ableton workflow because it turns all those effects into one editable audio clip. Now you can chop the best bits, reverse the tail, fade things in and out more cleanly, or pull out only the strongest part of the delay. You can even reverse a little section and use it as a spooky lead-in to the drop. This is very useful in drum and bass, because you want to move fast and commit to a sound. Resampling makes that easy. If the vocal still feels too clean, add a little saturator. Just a little. We're not trying to destroy it, just give it some density, so it cuts through the mix without needing to be loud. A small amount of drive can help the vocal sit on top of heavy drums and bass. If needed, use utility after that for stereo control. Keep the main vocal fairly centered, and let the reverb and delay returns be wider. That keeps the low end focused and the atmosphere spread out. Now comes the part where everything becomes a real arrangement. Automate the reverb send up near the end of the phrase. Automate the echo only on the final word, if you want a stronger call and response effect. Sweep the filter. Pull the vocal volume back slightly as the drop approaches. Maybe even mute the vocal on the first kick if the section needs more impact. One really important coaching tip here, leave tiny pockets of silence. Don't fill every space. In darker DNB, a small gap before the next downbeat can make the whole transition feel much bigger. Silence is part of the groove. Also, keep one main movement in control. If you're a beginner, don't automate everything at once. Pick one big idea, like filter movement or reverb send, and let that carry the transition. That usually sounds cleaner and more musical. A simple structure could look like this. The main section plays normally, then the drums thin out and the vocal starts. In the next two bars, the vocal gets more echo and reverb while the drums get lighter. Then everything pulls back just enough to create tension. And finally the drop hits, with maybe just a ghost of the vocal left behind in the background. That kind of phrasing feels very natural in jungle and roller tracks, because it gives you a clear tension and release cycle. If you want to push it further, try a few darker variations. You could make the last repeat of the vocal dip slightly in pitch. You could stutter one word into tiny slices right before the drop. You could reverse the delay tail and let it suck into the downbeat. You could even resample the vocal twice and process the second bounce with different filtering for a more haunted, layered effect. And here's a really good check. Listen to the transition at low volume. If you can still feel the motion when it's quiet, the arrangement is probably strong. That's a great sign that your vocal is doing its job. Before we wrap up, let's quickly go over the core idea. Use a short vocal phrase. Place it at a phrase boundary. Clean it with EQ8. Shape it with auto filter. Add atmosphere with reverb and echo on return tracks. Keep the low end out of the way. Automate the sends and the filters so the energy builds. Then resample if you want more control and texture. And remember, in dark jungle and DNB, the best vocal transitions do not shout for attention. They support the drums and bass, create atmosphere, and guide the listener into the next section like a ghost in the fog. For practice, set yourself a 15-minute timer and try building three versions of the same transition. Make one version clean and subtle. Make one version darker and wider. Make one version chopped, reversed, and more aggressive. Place all three at the end of an 8-bar loop at around 172 BPM, and compare which one feels most like deep jungle. The best one is usually the one that supports the track, without stealing the spotlight. All right, go make it creepy, make it tight, and make that transition hit.